You can't just advertise your deals and have any stranger who's accredited invest in your deals. You can with 506C. You need to have a pre-existing and substantive relationship with them. So how do you do that? What's a strategy to accomplish this?
Quick disclaimer, the views and opinions expressed in this podcast are provided for informational purposes only and should not be construed as an offer to buy or sell any securities or to make or consider any investment or course of action. For more information, go to bestevershow.com. There needed to be a resource on apartment syndication that not only talked about each aspect of the syndication process, but how to actually do each of the things and go into it in detail. And we thought, hey, why not make it free too? That's why we launched Syndication School, and Theo Hicks will go through a particular aspect of apartment syndication on today's episode and get into the details of how to do that particular thing. Enjoy this episode. And for more on apartment syndication and how to do things, go to apartmentsyndication.com. Or to learn more about the Apartment Syndication School, go to syndicationschool.com so you can listen to all the previous episodes.
Hello, best of your listeners, and welcome back to another episode of the Syndication School series, a free resource focused on the how-tos of apartment syndications. As always, I'm your host, Theo Hicks, and this is going to be part two of our two-part series about how to automate your money-raising process. Make sure you check out part one, which was released last week, or if you're listening to this in the future, episode 2444, how to automate your money-raising process, part one of two at syndicationschool.com. As a refresher, the purpose of this, as the title implies, is to provide you with some tips on how to automate your money-raising process with the purpose of scaling your commercial real estate investing business. So instead of having to raise capital manually on a one-on-one basis, right, you need to actually put forth an hour of effort to have an hour worth of conversation with investors. This is a strategy that allows you to network with more people more effectively. And the key to all of this is going to be that thought leadership platform. We've done a lot of episodes in the past on the thought leadership platform, but this process came specifically from one of the speakers at the Best Ever Conference, Michael Blanc. So we did an episode focusing on his pillars of the thought leadership platform. And then, of course, I provided some of my thoughts based off of my experience with thought leadership platforms. So just really quickly, just to summarize in a couple of minutes, part one, we talked about the thought leadership platform being the key to scaling your commercial real estate business. What will it help you achieve? Scaling your commercial real estate business by automating your money raising process. So we talked about the three pillars of the thought leadership platform, which was to attract, develop, and to ultimately scale. So once you've attracted your correct investor, then you will use the thought leadership platform to capture the leads. Once you've captured the leads, you've captured their contact information, you will continue to use your thought leadership platform to develop your relationship with them, with a purpose here, from Michael Blanc's perspective, creating that substantive relationship with a prospective passive investor in order to meet the requirements of the 506B exemption. So I'm not a securities attorney, but if you go to the SEC website, you need to have a pre-existing and substantive relationship with a investor before you can have them invest in your 506B investment offering. So use your thought leadership platform to develop that relationship. We're going to go into more detail on how to specifically do that today. And then, of course, you scale this process in a combination of using automation as well as reinvesting a portion of the revenue you make from the first round of this, attracting more investors back into your thought leadership platform to attract even more passive investors, which was kind of the fuel for this entire process. So that was, in a sense, what we talked about in part one, but I'd highly recommend listening to the full episode. Again, episode 2444. Today we're going to talk about how to automate this relationship building process, because that's really the key. Because if you're going to do the 506B offer, you can't just advertise your deals and have any stranger who's accredited invest in your deals. You can't with 506C. You need to have a pre-existing and substantive relationship with them. So how do you do that? What's a strategy to accomplish this? Basically, what this process does is it automates everything up until you actually have the conversation with this person. So in a sense, it's more of an automated conversation process, which allows you to talk to as many past investors as possible while only investing time in talking to them and not all the upfront work of finding them and convincing them to come speak with you. You can automate that entire process. And this is how you do it in three fairly simple steps. So step one is to create a lead magnet. So as everyone knows, the lead magnet is the best way to capture leads effectively, right? You can create your lead magnet one time, spend a couple of hours creating it, maybe a day creating it, depending on how fancy it is. And then you post it to your website, and then it's done, it's there. And then you use this as a carrot to get people to provide you with their contact information. So this should be your main call to action on your website. It should be above the fold, which means that if I go to your website, I should have to scroll down in order to locate the call to action. It should be very present and visible on the screen. It could also be a pop-up.
We'll get back to the show in just 2 minutes, but first, some sponsors I'm confident you'll find value in learning more about. One of the hardest tasks to balance while scaling your real estate investing business is accounting. Well, realestateaccounting.co takes care of the numbers for you so you can grow your business and revenue. REA helps property managers and investors save time and money by automating back office, financial, admin, and accounting. Starting is quick and seamless, from accounts payable to reconciliations, taxes, and reporting. Go to realestateaccounting.co/best ever to find out how REA clients save on average 30% by leveraging their accounting services versus hiring in-house. With CPAs on staff and being owner-operators themselves, REA knows the challenges of your growing real estate business. Try it risk-free at realestateaccounting.co/best ever. And remember to mention the Best Ever Podcast sent you to receive up to $1,800 towards onboarding and services. That's realestateaccounting.co/best ever. If you're not sure where to start investing or need help taking the next step, mentorship and coaching is one of the best ways to get going. Think Multifamily is a leading apartment acquisition and education company who provides true one-on-one coaching to help you invest for your family's future. Their servant leadership approach will guide you to successfully scale your real estate business or assist you to diversify your investments in multifamily. Go to thinkmultifamily.com/coaching to learn how they help working professionals just like you transform their future through partnering and community. In fact, the majority of real estate investors who partner with Think Multifamily get involved in a general partnership within 6 months. thinkmultifamily.com/coaching highlights the partnerships, joint ventures, and resources all available through the coaching program. Go to thinkmultifamily.com/coaching to learn how to become a member and get involved.
The type of lead magnet you want to create will depend on your ideal target, but we're syndicators, so if the target is obviously a passive investor, so you need to brainstorm what piece of content would be valuable to your passive investor demographic. So the common lead magnets would be 10-page ebooks. It could be a book that you've written that you give for free. It could be signing up for some sort of course or newsletter or email drip campaign. I'm not going to go on the lead magnet. We've talked about that in the past. It could just be your thought leadership platform, some special series you put together on your YouTube channel or something. The point is that it needs to be something that is going to get your target audience to give you their email address. That's the entire purpose of the lead magnet. And then now this is where the automation starts to come into play. So I go to your website. I'm a passive investor. I see your passive investor resource guide, for example. I provide you with my email address and I get the passive investor resource guide. That's from my perspective. Now from your perspective, on your end, you want to set it up so that when I give you my email address, then in your system, it will tag me as, you can name it whatever you want, Michael Blanc names it as downloaded. So every single person who has the tag downloaded means that they've actively downloaded the lead capture form. And then in your system, once they give you the email address, you want to add that email address to whatever newsletter list you use to send out your free information, right? So this could be your podcast, your newsletter, your blogs, whatever you have that you're sending out. This is what you'll send to them now. So basically all future educational emails, not any information about particular deals. This is just the educational information stuff. So that is number one. You create the lead magnet. When someone downloads the lead magnet, they get tagged in your system as downloaded, and then now they will receive your weekly, monthly, whatever frequency newsletters with only educational content. Now, step two, Michael Blanc calls it join a club. So this is essentially the next step in your funnel. So after they download the lead magnet, then the next step in the funnel is to get them to join, in Michael Blanc's case, his club. So when they download the lead magnet, all you have is their email address, maybe their first and their last name, right? You don't want the form to download the lead magnet be a 10-minute form. You want it to be as simple as possible to get as many people to download it as you can. And so usually just an email address. They type an email address, boom, they get the form. But obviously you want them to invest in your deals, so you need a little bit more information from them. So the next step is to get them to fill out a more detailed questionnaire in return for something else. So for Michael Blanc, they get a simple lead magnet at first, and then the next step is to join his passive investing club. And this is where they get even more information about passively investing in apartment syndications. So the way the process works from my perspective is I download the lead magnet, I type my email address, I get the lead magnet, and then I get a follow-up email that asks me to complete a questionnaire. So what's my first and last name, email address again, what's my phone number, am I an accredited investor, how much money am I looking to invest, and then to explain more about my investing experience and what I'm looking for. And so I fill that out, and then I kind of go on my merry way. From your perspective, on your end, what you want to do is that, so you set it up so that once someone in your system is tagged as downloaded, then the follow-up process is to send an automated email with this detailed questionnaire. So you write your questionnaire out in Google Form or as something on your website, and then it'll automatically send an email to anyone who's marked as downloaded. So maybe you'll have it set up so it sends an email the next day with this questionnaire. And then as long as they're marked as downloaded in your system, they will continue to receive this email every week or every 2 weeks or whatever frequency you decide until they either complete the questionnaire or until they unsubscribe from the list, which is why you don't want to bombard them with it every single day because they'll probably unsubscribe pretty quickly. But essentially, instead of maybe a list of 10 emails over a 10-week period where you continuously send the first one, just, hey, can you please fill this questionnaire? The second one is, hey, you haven't filled the questionnaire out yet, blah, 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 so on and so on, until, again, they either fill out the questionnaire or they unsubscribe from the email. And then once they've completed the questionnaire, then they will get tagged as joined. So they go from downloaded to joined. They get added to a new email list where you provide even more information, right? So they'll still get your weekly newsletter that goes out to everyone. They'll get a monthly newsletter that goes into a lot more detail on passive investing in apartment syndications, market updates, the updates on apartments in general. You can be pretty creative here, but the whole point here is to get them to fill out that questionnaire.
We'll get back to the show, but first, some sponsors I'm confident you'll find value in learning more about. Mark your calendars for the Best Ever Conference, February 24th through 26th, back in person at the Gaylord Rockies Convention Center. Join the experienced community and phenomenal speakers for a weekend of learning the best commercial real estate strategies, building relationships, and quite frankly, having a lot of fun. As a bonus, once you purchase your ticket, you are put into a mini mastermind group to start making connections with other commercial real estate investors immediately. Get the lowest prices right now at besteverconference.com. That's besteverconference.com.
Step three is to schedule an actual call. So at the end of the questionnaire, you can include an option to schedule a phone call with you or, depending on how big you are, somebody on your team. So after they fill out the entire questionnaire at the bottom, hey, here's a link to a calendar link so they can go in there and fill out and schedule a 50-minute, 30-minute time block to speak with you or someone on your team. Now, if they do not schedule a call, so let's go back to my perspective again. So I fill out the questionnaire, and then at the bottom, I schedule a phone call. So then obviously I'll do the phone call with you or someone on your team. If I don't complete the phone call, if I just fill out the questionnaire, but I don't schedule a phone call, then the next day I'll get an automatic email saying, hey, thanks for completing the questionnaire. But if you want to learn more or if you want to speak to us about investment opportunities, here's a link to schedule a phone call. So until I schedule a phone call, I'm going to be marked in the system as joined. And so I'm going to keep getting emails until I schedule a phone call or until I unsubscribe from the list. Now, from your perspective up to this point, all you've done besides setting up this entire process is nothing, right? So you created your lead magnet, you created the initial questionnaire, you created the link to schedule a phone call, and whatever email system you're using, MailChimp or whatever, you set up the tagging and the automated email process. And then that's it, right? So you put in that big time investment up front, and all of this lead magnet download, tagging, automated emails are all done automatically without any effort from you. So this is kind of why the process is automated. And you come into play only at the very end when you check your calendar link and say, oh, I've got a phone call scheduled with Theo next week. So he's made it to the point in the process where he scheduled a phone call. And so you hop on the phone with them, you have the phone call with them, and then now their tag goes from joined to deal ready. And in your system, this should automatically add them to the email list of potential investors so that they can start to receive actual deal emails. So the reason why this process is so powerful is because really the number of phone calls you have is not dictated on you going out there and grinding and direct messaging people on LinkedIn and going to meetup groups and handing out business cards or going to conferences. It's really based off of how good your lead magnet is. So the better the lead magnet you have, the more people that will enter your funnel, and the more people that will exit your funnel as marked as deal ready. So this is where the automation comes in, of course. And then to raise even more money, as you become better and better at this process, you'll get more and more investors investing in your deal, which allows you to do more deals and make more money. And then you'll then reinvest a portion of that money back into getting more people to download that lead magnet, focusing on SEO for your website, creating a better lead magnet, paid advertising on social media, creating a better thought leadership platform to get more viewers. The options are really endless. And then as you do that, you get even more leads, you can make an even better thought leadership platform, an even better lead magnet, and really the sky is the limit. So overall, that is the process on how to automatically raise more money. So just to summarize really quickly, someone is attracted to your website because of your thought leadership platform or some other marketing that you're doing, and they download your lead magnet. They are automatically sent a questionnaire. They will continue to receive automated emails until they complete that questionnaire or unsubscribe. Once they complete the questionnaire, then they're asked to schedule a phone call. If they don't schedule a phone call after completing the questionnaire, they will continue to automatically receive emails until they schedule that phone call or are going to unsubscribe. And then all you need to do is check your calendar and hop on that Zoom call or phone call, however you decide to do it. And once that call is over, then they are changed to deal ready and are now a potential investor who can review your deals. So again, the number of investors you talk to is really only limited by how good your lead magnet is, plus how much time you have. So obviously, if you're spending 40 hours a week doing 80 phone calls and half an hour blocks, you should probably hire someone else to help you do the phone calls. But the point is that you can use your thought leadership platform in order to effectively attract more passive investors, and then you can use automation to automatically push them through the process and develop that relationship, and then hop on a phone call with them and ultimately get them to invest in your deals. So that concludes part two, and then also includes the full series on how to automatically raise more money. So thank you for tuning in. Make sure you check out some of our other Syndication School episodes, as well as download a lot of the free documents we have at syndicationschool.com. Thank you for listening. Have a best ever day, and we'll talk to you tomorrow.